Hello, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us on This Needs to Be Said. We are ending a year that's been, I think, way different for all of us in so many ways. It's just been different. But we have a new year, and I don't know about you all, but when I look for the new year, I'm thinking that there is hope, a new opportunity, some fresh starts, a clean slate. I have some hope. And I am hoping that our friend, Attorney Peter Daigle, is going to come and tell us some things to get some shed some light on 2021, because 2020 has been, it's been a little weird, a lot weird. Welcome back, Peter. How are you?
Thank you, Catherine. Thank you. Always, it's always a pleasure talking to you.
What are we doing for 2021 in our finances? And really, I'm curious, has the pandemic driven more people to looking into bankruptcy?
Sure, that's a fair question. So the government, unlike some of the other recessions that we've had in the past or other speed bumps, so to speak, that the country has encountered, never before has the government stepped up in such a way to really prop up individuals, businesses, and the economy in general. So, you know, the stimulus package they passed last spring really gave a lot of hope to small businesses and individuals by getting them so over the hump. Now, as we know, a lot of those businesses and individuals, a lot of those sectors of employment like restaurants, hotels, the travel industry, things like that, have not rebound because of COVID. And so a lot of the money that went to those industries and all those individuals has run out, and has the sort of the luck of those folks because the virus hasn't left us yet. And so for those individuals employed or business that are in, again, the restaurant, hotels, travel, those things, there's no hope at the moment for them. Now, obviously with a new administration coming in, and I think there's pressure on Congress right now to do something sooner than later. We'll be all watching the news to find out how those sectors are going to rebound based upon some new money. As to the other individuals that are out there, hopefully, you know, they've stabilized somewhat in their jobs and been able to work around, you know, the constraints of, you know, working at home or some working remotely or in their businesses. So I'm hopeful that, you know, a lot of the folks that did get some of that government money were able to bridge the gap and are now back in business. But it's such an individual basis on where we're at. So I guess let's talk about some things that are ways that, again, bankruptcy could help along those lines. So if it looks like it's a permanent problem, meaning that your position will be phased out by the fact that you're a restaurant worker or hotel worker and that these businesses just are going to fail, then certainly it's a time to reinvent yourself with a different career. And so if you need some time to bridge the gap to your next career and you incurred some credit card debt or you've gotten behind in your mortgage or whatever, it's being difficult to sustain those payments because your industry has been phased out, bankruptcy can help you get a fresh start. So if you're in the middle of transitioning to another career and you want to get a fresh start, you could essentially eliminate all your previous debt, reset your credit score in the 700s, and then start again. So that would be one way looking at 2021 that we can look forward to sort of resetting the meter on those that don't have ability to go back into their industries again. And to those that are able to go back into their businesses or industry, and if they get behind on their mortgage or other things, other bills, and they're still able to afford something going forward because their job is back, they may qualify for a bankruptcy reorganization, which is a Chapter 13. We're in that. Mm-hmm. They're allowed to play catch-up on their mortgage, catch-up on the taxes, and even catch-up on some of their credit card debt if they have the income to support it. So those individuals in which they just hit a temporary lapse need a hand, a bankruptcy reorganization might be better for them. So I guess a lot of the questions are going to get answered, you know, in the next month or two here with what the government is going to propose. So a lot of this is sort of a wait and see. But, you know, I would encourage everybody to not necessarily wait for the government to bail you out, to take matters into your own hands and figure out your own course in life. It's, you know, instead of relying on, Big Brother to fix your problems, sort of take a good look in the mirror and say, listen, what can I do so that I'm not, relying on a handout or a hand up,
Because everyone won't get it. So if you do get it, you get, additional help, great. But what happens for someone who doesn't get it? Because it wasn't automatically that everyone would get money. You know, some people had to apply for certain things, and you had to be a certain size business. And I think it was going by industry for a while. So if your business wasn't in a particular industry, money wasn't allotted to you. So, what do you do while you wait your turn or wait, to find out if you're going to get any help at all? So,
right.
What can you do? How do you make life work for you? And I love what you said about reinventing yourself, because what does happen if you cannot go back? It's not that you chose not to, or they, cut some people, the business shut down, so there's a group of people who have to reinvent themselves. And that is something I think that would distract me after the year that we've had if I had to think, oh, my business, the job I had is completely shut down. There was no plan B. I was going to go back, when things got better. Now what? So, what can you do? How do you create your next path? I'm liking that. I'm making notes over here.
Yeah.
I'm listening.
Well, again, it's trying to find your niche in the world, right? And so, we live in a society in which you've got to sort of blend whatever your talents are, whatever your God-given talents are, and what you're able to do, and you sort of blend them into what society needs, right? So you sort of say, okay, I'm good at this. Does society need this or not? The idea is to be, a productive, useful member of society in which you're generating a product or a service, for a fairly, for fair compensation. But if you can no longer, provide that service because the company's out of business or the industry is out of business, you really got to think about what else can I do? And, everybody has these God-given talents that they're able to do. And so it's really a matter of doing some self-reflection and say, this might be an opportunity for me to do something that I've always wanted to do, but I haven't been able. So, use it as a way to sort of carve out a new path in life for yourself that may be even better suited to what you have always wanted to do. And maybe look at it as just an opportunity to try to, start fresh again, start that career or start, find that job in which you may love even more than what you had. So, maybe look at it as an opportunity to make some changes in your life, that you may not have made before because you sort of stagnated in the role that you had. I understand that, everybody needs that paycheck, but at the same time, having a sense of fulfillment about the work that you do and feeling rewarded for your day's work is also just as important, So.
Absolutely. I knew you were going to bring some hope moving into the new year, preparing a resolution, and maybe people aren't doing resolutions, but whatever you're starting anew, the new you, reinventing you, however you're looking at the new year. Peter, thank you for bringing hope, because there's always an opportunity. We don't always see it, and sometimes someone else can give us something like, I didn't think of that. This, you weren't fired, so no, you don't have the guilt that I got fired. They're going to check my last job. It's not that. It's an opportunity that just kind of fell in your lap. We had this weird year. Something shifted. Not your fault. This feels good. Go try to do that thing. Now better than ever. It's not like, there's a lot of options right now, right? So if you go try this new thing, people will give you a pass, I believe. So I think you brought us some hope and definitely a creative way to look at our finances. Peter, as always, you bring good chemistry to the conversation. Let people know how to get in touch with you outside of This Needs to Be Said, please.
Sure. Thank you. Yes. Yeah, thanks, Catherine. So it's Peter Daigle, and that's D-A-I-G-L-E. And you can reach me through my website at daigle.com. DagaLawOffice.com, DagaLawOffice.com. And on my website, you can either email me, you can request a copy of my free book, you can read some of the blogs that we have and just get general information about what we do. And there's no charge for initial consultation. So feel free to give me a call, set up a time to talk, and I love talking with you and trying to help you out through whatever situation you have.
Absolutely. And until next time, have a super day, Peter. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Catherine. Bye-bye now.